bless you, child.
God bless you, dear.
Our little friend is very interested, very concerned with you and the work.
Yes.
He always wants to know what you are doing and where you've been. Indeed, he is a wonderful soul.
Yes, I know that.
So many people underrate him, do not understand quite that he is a very advanced soul, and that he deliberately chooses to come back, as it were, on a lower vibration for this purpose of being able to help in any way that he can, to open the door for others who are less experienced. He's a most self-sacrificing young soul.
Yes. Well, I've known him a long time, Brother John.
You know, one day I must try and persuade him to come and speak to you in the way in which I really know him to be. Not as a child,
yes,
but as the adult mind and adult personality, and the knowledge which he has is very great.
Yes.
But he deliberately chooses to return in this material guise, as he was when on earth. Although he passed so young, he is so advanced over here, and indeed so many people, if they could but realize it, would be more than surprised to see him as I know him, a full-grown adult being, full of knowledge and experience, no longer the child.
Yes, I can well appreciate that.
A lot of the amusing things that he says are deliberately done to relieve tension, particularly at a seance such as this, when people are perhaps new and strange to it. He endeavors to lift, as it were, the vibration so that the individuals concerned may feel at ease. He's full of wise and extraordinary knowledgeable sense.
Yes.
I'm very fond of the child. I refer to him as the child in a sense now, because as I see him standing here, I realize this facade that he builds up of the child. It is indeed a wonderful thing that he can use this outer personality to do such great work. I and many of us here, all who know him in fact, are indeed very much indebted to him. He has made it possible for so many of us to return and to communicate, to help and to advise where possible those whose needs are many in your world. We are most grateful.
Yes, me too.
Once more, child, it comes again, this time of the Christmas time, which in so many ways holds so much for humanity. We are ever conscious of the Christ Spirit, and we are ever conscious too at this time particularly of the need to be as little children. Christ himself said, "Bring the little children unto me." And so it is that through the eyes of a child often we see great wisdom. I think particularly on this occasion, as I look back on the years that have gone, and each year is marked by some progress. Sometimes perhaps you yourself do not always fully realize what has been achieved. And as the Christmas period draws near, this time of peace on earth and goodwill to men, I do not think even you can realize what has been done, what has been achieved. There are times when I know you are a little despondent, and yet I've often said to you, over and over again I've said this, that many a seed is sown, but you are not necessarily there to see it flower. You must not be disturbed if sometimes you may feel that you have not accomplished many of the things that you'd so hoped to do. There are many years yet, I feel sure, left to you. We shall accomplish much together. And as the new year dawns, new opportunities will present themselves. But at this time of the Christmas period, I want you to be at peace and at rest. endeavouring, if you can, to withdraw to some extent from the world, rather than be of it.
Yes, I shall.
I know that you are often very much drawn into the affairs and the conditions of the life in which you exist, and that at times the pressure is great, but you have an opportunity to be peaceful, to be quiet, and I want you to revel in that, and to know that I and others will be most close unto you.
Yes, thank you, dear.
Are there any questions, child?
Well, I thought about it as I came along, dear, and I want you, if you can, not only for me, but for all who may hear it or read it, to give, if you can, a message of hope and encouragement for the world generally, for people in it, because it seems to me that we go along in this world so far and we see people trying to work for better relations between the nations, and then, like President Kennedy, one of the main figures is withdrawn, and we seem to be set back a couple of paces. I don't know whether that's accident or design. You see, some years ago now, you said, and you shall have new leaders, and they will be men of God, truly men of God, men of peace.
How true this is. And yet, child, when the earth mourns the loss of one dear to it, one who has endeavoured and indeed in part succeeded to do the work of God, the earth world mourns, but the work still goes on, fired further, and fired, as it were, with a greater enthusiasm to do that which is right, looking back upon the one whose life, earthly life, was taken. And indeed, quite often, when such a thing as this happens, looking upon that one as a martyr to truth, a martyr to all the things that are good, I wonder if those of you in your world who profess to be Christians fully realize the importance of the leaders, of the founders, of what you term Christianity, being taken from the world in various ways. If, for instance, Christ had not died on the cross, there could have been no Christianity.
Yes.
There could have been no greater realization of the truth, of the love of God. And the disciples who in their turn were sacrificed, all those who lead men into the paths of righteousness and truth, invariably suffer at the hands of those that they try to help. They become, in time, recognized, admired, considered, and invariably they become martyrs to truth. And when there is a martyrdom, the masses of peoples of the earth follow, trying to find that path that they laid down and endeavoring to tread it to the best of their ability. If life were to be as simple as some would wish it to be, if those who come with words of truth to show the path and the way, if they themselves found that path easy and in consequence were able to tread it without any difficulty, and if they did not, for instance, quite often fall by the wayside, that path could never be truly laid, could never be truly trod. Always you will find, child, that when truth is asserting itself, many suffer for the time, until such time as the path has been truly built, and others may follow more surely and more readily and more easily upon it. I do not want you or any soul to feel that anything that may have transpired or happened is necessarily wasted or useless. The sacrifice may seem at times senseless, useless, pointless, purposeless, but nevertheless out of it comes a great good. You can look back through history and see, as it were, stepping stones to man's progress, individual souls who have stood for God's word, individuals who have truly worked towards the common good, who have sacrificed themselves over and over again to bring about that peace which they knew could only come by sacrifice, by effort. I do not think for one moment that any life that has been dedicated to bringing the realization of God's love into the world has ever been wasted. One can see these souls who stand out so assured in the path of mankind's progress, whether it be a person like Gandhi or whether it be a person like Abraham Lincoln, no matter who it may be, here and there, whether it is the Wesley brothers, here and there you see them like giants in their time, in their age. They have pointed the path, they have shown the way. And so it is with Kennedy, so it will no doubt be with others yet to come. They will be the ones who will give of themselves with no thought of self, only for the common good. Here and there, I know, one may feel a sense of disillusionment and disappointment. Certain peoples are chosen at certain times to do great work. Sometimes they achieve, and sometimes they fall by the wayside and they fail in their efforts. And yet all have come, all have been brought into being to serve. I do not think mankind realizes how much it owes to the power of the Spirit, which is all around and about it, which is ever endeavoring to revitalize men, make them more and more conscious of the power and the love of God, making them instruments, truly instruments of His divine wisdom and love and power. You, in your own way, child, though you may feel, and often do, most humble, yet in your own fashion, in your own way, you are doing this work. You are pointing the finger towards the light. You are showing the path that others may tread. I know that there are times when you're disheartened and disillusioned. This will happen to all God's creatures, because the more ambitious you become in the things of the Spirit, obviously the more difficult it must be to shoulder the yoke of the material, more heavy it must seem upon your shoulders, because when you see light and you endeavor to reach up to it, when you realize the beauty that is of God, when you are conscious more and more of the power of the Holy Spirit, how drab and dull and difficult and heavy seem the loads of earth which oft-times one is asked to carry. But it alters not the fact that you are given a great strength, and the light that illumines the path is great. Have no fear, I would say to those who listen to my voice, for that which lies ahead, for there is great opportunity for each and every one to be truly servants of God, to do His will and His work, to show His path to those who are seeking, and endeavoring to help those less fortunate on the road, that they may gain in strength and in wisdom and in knowledge and in truth. You should not doubt. You should not fear, I would say, to all those who are at this moment uncertain, for there truly and surely is a great and glorious blessing awaiting those who have truly endeavored, who have truly served. And when the time shall come for the load to be taken from you, when the time shall come for you to step out of that body of earth into the full light, into the power and the glory of the Spirit, truly then you will see how good it was to endeavor to do the work of the Master. All around, all about you, are opportunities for loving service. There are those whose needs are many, and you have been blessed that your eyes have been illumined. You have seen the truth and the light. And as Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it is that we who come to you in His name, doing His work, say unto you, follow that star that we have shown you. Let it be that guiding light in the darkness of your world. And surely it will lead you to that place where all peace is and all love dwells. And the great understanding that comes with the realization of God's purpose and love and will for you, His children. Here the opportunities are many. Do not doubt that you can achieve more than you think, if only you will have the will to do that which you have been called to do. Do not doubt the future, for the future is full of promise. There are many things that cause concern, many problems to be solved. There are many complications and difficulties, because while men have within themselves this fear, so it must be that there will be a condition of life which causes concern, causes anguish. But if you will cast fear from you, if you can place instead of fear love, if you can place understanding and tolerance in place of these conditions which cause so much unhappiness in your world, so much can be achieved. Each individual can play his part. You, my child, have done much, much more, as I've often said to you, and you realize. And I look forward to the year that is to come with great joy and great hope, for I know that we shall do much together in those months that lie ahead. But at this Christmas time, when you are able to relax, to withdraw from the material conditions which oppress, I want you to be at peace, to know that I shall be near you and other souls too, and we shall give you truly the spirit of the Christ, and we shall bless you in many ways, and you shall see more truly that which we have prepared for you. More surely you shall see and know the path, and you shall also be able to perceive much that is yet to come, for you are to receive a great blessing, of which even yet you cannot comprehend, but it is to come very soon for you, a great opportunity of which you have no knowledge, in which your service will be greatly appreciated by many, and you shall truly be blessed because of it. We shall renew you with strength, we shall renew you with greater power, and the love that you feel shall be expended and expanded here and there among all peoples, and many are they who shall have cause to bless you and the work done through you in the year that lies ahead. I am at peace, and I wish you too, child, to be at peace in the power and the love of the Holy Spirit, for all is well, even though all around you the world may seem uncertain, full of unhappiness, full of doubts, full of fears. And the world seems in places full of intolerance, yet even so shall that power and the love of God manifest itself. There shall be, no doubt, others who will be sacrificed, but nevertheless that sacrifice is not in vain. For where man truly gives of himself in love to do the bidding of God among the children of God, there is no sacrifice, there is no loss, for all is love, and there is a purpose and a meaning behind all things that are good, and great goodness comes often from things which seem at the time of ill. For out of ill indeed cometh good, though one may not see it. Sometimes the action which causes dismay and causes great unhappiness to many, even out of the things which we dislike or despise, even there comes an opportunity to serve. Even there often cometh good. Truly out of ill oftentimes cometh good. Have no fears, my child, for you are truly blessed. You are truly part of the power of the Spirit. You are indeed one with us, and with you we shall manifest that love and that power to a greater extent. We are confident that our work shall increase, as indeed shall it bring greater understanding to many souls who now at this very moment dwell in the darkness of materialism. That light that we shall bring shall illumine them and their path, and truly shall we be blessed in consequence to do the will, the love, and the work of the Father. We give great joy to all who seek. There is no greater joy than that which comes from hearing the words of the Master, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." My peace, my blessing, my love be upon you, child, upon all who may listen to the voice of the Spirit. Go forth in strength and know that all is well. Peace be with you, child.
God bless you, dear. Thank you.